We are sent to bring the gospel to a dying world today, to lift up the name of Jesus, giving hope in desperance. We are marching on each day, nothing can stop us.
大家好，我是主播 KK， 今天给大家分享的是 Ingrid Sister 的新歌 Where's Daniel。以下是我对他的相关问题采访，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。The first question: What does it mean to bring the gospel to a dying world in this song? 第一个问题，歌词中写的把福音降临到这个垂死的世界，应当怎样去理解呢？
Well, everyone sees that the world is dying today. We have climate change, a lot of wars and pandemics, and other problems for which we can see no solution near.
每个人都看到了，今天世界已经快完蛋了。我们有气候变化，诸多战争和疾病大流行，以及其他的问题。我们无法看到最近期的解决方案。
So the good question is how we can give hope to this world when all problems are without solution.
因此，好问题是，当所有问题没有解决方案的时候，我们如何给这个世界带来希望？
We Christians have a solution.The good news, the gospel, that Jesus Christ has died for us and that he will create a new world and a new sky. When life ends for us, we have hope in him. He gives us eternal life when we believe in his name and the work he did on the cross for us. And he calls us to share this good message that there will be a new life when everything on earth and we as a person have end.
我们基督徒有一个解决方案，即把这个好消息、福音和耶稣基督他的诞生，把他为我们而献身而死，他将创造一个新的世界和一个新的天空这件事情传播出去。当我们生活结束的时候，我们对他仍旧保有希望。当我们相信他的名字和他在十字架上为我们所做的一切的时候，他给了我们永生的生活。他呼吁我们分享这个好消息，即当地球上的一切和一个人结束的时候，仍旧将会有新的生活开始。Second question for you. How does lifting up the name of Jesus give hope in the desperation?第二个问题，高举耶稣之圣名将会如何在绝望中带给人期望？
First of all, believing in the name of Jesus brings eternal life.
首先，相信耶稣的名会带来永生。
In John 1, we read,He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. The Bible says about Jesus in the letter of the Church of Philippi.
圣经在腓立比比教会的信中提到了耶稣。
Let this mind be in you, which also in Christ.
当你们也保持这样的敬畏之心的时候，也就是耶稣基督已经在你们心里了。
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
他们既然有上帝的形象，就不认为与上帝平等是一种掠夺。
but made himself of no reputation and took up him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
但是他没有赋予自己任何名誉权，却将赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
他却没有名誉。耶稣基督自己采取了作为奴仆的形象，转变了成人的模样。
Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
他既作为人类的样子，就懂得谦卑、存心和顺服于他人，以至于死的时候，并将自己死在，把自己奉献在十字架上。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，皆因耶稣之圣名，都屈膝而跪。
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所有人都应当承认耶稣基督为救世主，使荣耀归于神父与天父。
Many political or religious leaders had the goal that their name is memorized in history and they become unforgotten. And they have still followers who remind them.
许多政治或宗教领袖的目标是将他们的名字在历史上永远被后人所铭记。实际上，他们变得未被遗忘。他们确实仍然有很多追随者思念着他们。
But there is a big difference. Jesus is still alive and there is power in his name. When we receive him and pray to the Father in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, things will change and happen.
但有一个很大的不同之处就是，耶稣基督仍然活着，他的名字仍旧有力量。当我们接受他，并奉行耶稣基督的名向上天来祷告的时候，我们的生活就会发生改变。Next question. What does it mean to the resist of the king of the darkness and conquer back the earth of God? 为抵抗、抵挡黑暗之王而夺回地球是什么样的含义呢？
God gave the earth to the human beings, and the human beings let it over to the devil and the powers of the darkness.
上帝把地球交给了人类，而人类却把它交给了魔鬼和黑暗的势力。
Satan, or his original name Lucifer in the Bible, is the king of darkness, and the Bible talks about the fallen angel as princes of the darkness.
撒旦或他原来的路西法在圣经中被称之为黑暗之王，圣经将坠一落天使称之为黑暗王子。
But Jesus had victory about them when he gave his life on the cross.
但当耶稣在十字架上献出生命的时候，他就战胜了他们。
The Bible says in Colossians 2,
圣经在 Colossians 2里面说到，
And you being dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, hast quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
而你既死在罪中，又未免受割礼，就赦免了你们一切的过错。与他一同复活。
blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
涂抹了反对我们与我们相悖的律法上的字迹，撤去之后，将它钉在十字架上。
And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
他既然已经夺取了政权和其他权能，就让他在众人面前炫耀，夸奖他们。Nice question. How does proclaiming the name, kingdom, power, and victory of Jesus impact the world? 通过宣讲耶稣基督的圣名，还有他的王国，以及他的能力，还有所到来的胜利的时候，这样的过程是如何影响整个世界发展的？
Here we have to go to Ephesus 6.
这里我们就要来研究一下以弗列所说的第六章内容了。
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
因为我们不是与属血气的人征战，乃是与执政的、当权者、统治着黑暗世界的和在高处属灵的人这样的邪恶势力来征战。
Sometimes we have a conflict with a person and everything seems to be so hard and unjust. Everything is standing against us. There we have to see that it is not the person who is treating us harmfully, it is the devil which can use each person which is not under the government of Jesus against us.
有时我们与一个人发生了冲突，一切似乎都是如此的艰难和不公平，一切都站在我们的对立面，我们必须看到不是那些人在伤害我们，而是魔鬼在利用每一个不在耶稣统治之下的人来攻击我们。
When we have repented our sins and received Jesus Christ as our Savior, our soul is saved. The devil cannot do something with this, but he can make our life as difficult as possible for us.
当我们悔改我们的罪过时，接受耶稣基督为我们的救世主的时候，我们的灵魂就得永生了。魔鬼对此已然无能为力，但他可以使我们的生活尽可能的变困难。
But we have the promise of God that Jesus has already won the battle, and we have the promise of God that there will happening nothing worse than we can carry.
但我们有上帝的应许，耶稣已经赢得了这场的战争，我们也有上帝的帮忙，所以我们能承受一切的事情，而且这些更糟糕的事情并不会再发生。
So when we get in a spiritual struggle, we just have to put on the spiritual armors and have confidence in Jesus.
所以当我们陷入属灵之间的圣战的时候，我们只需要穿上属灵的盔甲，要对耶稣基督有信心就可以了。Next question. What does it mean to be a soldier of the living God in a battle of life and death? Sister, please brief talk about the relationship between life and death from sister's views. 请问在战争中作为永生的战士是什么意思呢？姐姐，请您浅谈一下在你眼中生与死之间的关系吧。
When we begin to pray for a person that does not Jesus Christ, it is a spiritual battle to gain health or his soul for Jesus Christ.
当我们开始为一个不认识 基督的人祷告的时候，这就是一场为基督赢得灵魂的圣战开始了。
In all our areas are spiritual battles that Jesus wants to save a soul and the devil wants to claim the soul for to go to hell with him.
在我们所有的领域里面都有灵魂的征战，耶稣想要挽救每一个灵魂，魔鬼却要想夺去每一个灵魂，让这个灵魂跟他一起下地狱。
Therefore, we have to put the spiritual armors to be able to stand in this battle.
所以我们必须穿上真正属于灵魂的铠甲，才能在这场征战中取得胜利。
The spiritual battle and the armors are described in Ephesians 6.
灵魂征战和盔甲在以弗所说的第六章中有所描述。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
最后，我的兄弟们，你们要借着主的力量，依靠他强大的能力，做一个刚强的人。
Put on the whole armor of God, and ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
要穿上神赐予我们的全副武装，这样就能抵挡住魔鬼的诡计。
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
因为我们不是与属血气的人征战，乃是与执政的、掌权的、统治着黑暗世界的和在高处的与属灵之间的邪恶征战。
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in evil day, and having done all to stand.
所以要拿得起神所赐予的全副铠甲，好在患难的日子里能抵挡住一切，而成就了一切，最终还能真正的站立起来。
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
所以要站稳腰板，用真理来支撑自己，以公义作为自己的胸中铠甲。
And your feet should with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
你的脚是穿上了为和平而赐予福音而准备好的鞋子。
Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
最重要的事情是拿起信心的盾牌，这样可以熄灭所有恶人的火焰。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
拿起救赎的头盔，举起圣灵的宝剑，这才是神的天道。
Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
靠着圣灵的力量，随时多方祷告，并在此警醒不倦，为众之圣徒祈求。
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
又为我蒙赐口才，又叫我放胆开口去说，把福音的秘密传播出来。
For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
我作为这福音的带领者和使用者，还有传播者，为要照我所说的话放胆去做。
But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things.
但主 把心爱的忠诚兄弟推古斯交给我，要把一切的事情都交于你们，要你们知道我自己的事情和我的所作所为。
Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts.
我特意打发他去你们那里，因为我希望你们通过我兄弟的嘴知道我生活的光景，又让我兄弟来安慰你们的心。
Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and love in Jesus Christ.
愿平安、仁爱、信心从天父那里归于兄弟们、姊妹们。
Grace be with all them that love our Lord Christ Jesus in sincerity. Amen.
愿恩惠与一切诚心之爱降临于人世，我们与主同在。阿门。Nice question. How does the fact that Jesus is the living God, the Lamb on the throne, and the Messiah impact on our life? 耶稣，他作为永生的神，是宝座上的羔羊，是弥赛亚。这些事实是如何影响我们的实际生活的？
The greatest impact we get from this message is that we change the kingdom we have lived until that moment when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们从这条信息中得到最大的收获是，我们改变了我们一直的生活的国度，直到我们接受了耶稣为我们救世主的那一刻。
As a natural person, we are in the kingdom of darkness, even we are not aware of this, and we are enemies of God, and our destination is to go to the hell together with the devil and his dark angels.
作为一个自然人，我们是在黑暗的国度里，即使我们没有意识到这一点，我们作为上帝的敌人，我们的目的地是和魔鬼还有他的黑暗天使一起下地狱。
When we repent our sins, accept Jesus as God and Messiah, we change to the King of Heaven. The kingdom of heaven will be in us invisible. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit until Jesus comes and takes us with him to heaven.
而当我们悔改我们的罪过的时候，接受耶稣基督为神和弥赛亚的时候，我们就会进入到天国。天国在我们眼里目前是看不见的，但是我们被圣灵所印记，直到耶稣基督的降临，他会带我们一起上天堂。 The last question.What does it mean that Jesus has paid the price for us? Just do a brief talk. Because actually, I already know what the God done for us. But for most of common Asia listeners, they know mostly very rarely. 耶稣基督为我们到底付出了是什么样的代价呢？请姐姐来浅析一下。实际上我已经了解了。但是为了广大的亚洲听众，尤其是大中华的听众，还是希望姐姐能更深入的说一下。
The price of sin is death. Therefore began human beings to die after they had fallen in sin, first spiritually, then physically.
罪的代价是死亡，因此人类在犯罪之后就已经开始死亡了，首先是精神上的死亡，其次是肉体上的死亡。
For to cover the shame of sin, God killed a man to make clothes for Adam and Eve, and Abel brought a lamb as an offering for God, which was the correct offering in the eyes of God.
为了遮掩罪的羞耻感，神杀了一只羔羊给亚当和夏娃，并且给他们拿来做衣服， 亚伯带了一只羔羊来献祭与神，这在神的眼中是正确的。
The Jewish people who believed in God Yahweh, the God of the Bible, took each year a little lamb which died for their sins, but they had to do it every year again.
信仰上帝耶和华的犹太人，每年都取一只为他们献祭而死的小羔羊。实际上，他们每年都要这样做。
But God promised that he will send a Redeemer which will pay all sins of mankind once on the cross.
但神应许说，他要差遣一位救赎者，一次钉死在十字架上的人，来偿还人类所有的罪过。
And that is what Jesus did for you and for me and for each of our listeners. He died at our place on the cross, took our shame of sins on his body, and paid the price that we all have to pay for our sins.
这就是耶稣为你、为我、为每一个人所做的一切。他自己死在了十字架上。用自己的身体承担了我们人类所有的罪和耻辱，为我们所有的人所犯下的罪行抵偿和弥补了代价。
Now we just have to confess that we need Jesus to pay the price and we are free. Of course, we are not perfect and commit again sins and mistakes, but Jesus died for our future sins too.
现在我们只需要承认一件事情，我们需要耶稣付出代价，而后我们就自由了。当然，我们并不完美，我们也会犯很多错误，但耶稣基督，他们已经因为我们的罪而受了罚刑，所以我们无需再担心了。
But a true Christian won't take this easy and try to avoid sin as much as she or he can and walk on the way on sanctification until he comes to heaven with Jesus Christ.
但是一个真正的基督徒是不会轻易的去犯错的。他会走在圣洁的道路上，直到最后的一天来临，他会和耶稣基督一起去天堂的。好了，感谢大家的收听，我们下期再会。
We are sent to bring the gospel to a dying world today, to lift up the name of Jesus, giving hope in desperance. We are marching on each day, nothing canStop us now. We resist the king of darkness, conquer back the earth for God. And we proclaim the name of Jesus. We proclaim his kingdom now. We proclaim the power of Jesus. We proclaim his victory. And if we fall, we are standing up. We go on even if we're weak. We are soldiers of the living God, sent into a battle of life and death. And we proclaim the name of Jesus. We proclaim his kingdom now. We proclaim the power of Jesus. We proclaim his victory. He is the living God. He is the Lamb on the throne. He is the Messiah. He has paid the price for us. And we proclaim the name of Jesus. We proclaim his kingdom now. We proclaim the power of Jesus. We proclaim his victory. He is the living Jesus. We proclaim he is his kingdom now. We proclaim he is the Son of Jesus. We proclaim has paid the price for our victory.